Thursday's U.S. Supreme Court decision on presidential power stems from a labor dispute in Yakima. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports how a standoff between a family-owned company and its union resulted in limits on the president's ability to fill high-level vacancies.
This all started over 40 cents. That's the hourly pay raise the Teamsters local in Yakima claims a Pepsi bottling plant agreed to and then backed away from. In 2012, the National Labor Relations Board upheld the union's position that it had a ratified contract, but that's when the local parties became pawns in a much larger game between national business interests and the labor-friendly Obama administration. Teamsters negotiator Bob Kerner says the approximately 40 Yakima workers remain in limbo, working without a contract.
Which is unfortunate for the employees. You know, it's not fair for them.
Kerner says the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential appointments during Senate recesses does not directly address the contract dispute in Yakima. The underlying case will now be reheard by the NLRB with members who've been duly confirmed. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.